The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today. This is America First, and I'd like to introduce our very special guest host, Kurt Schlichter.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Welcome back to America First. I am Kurt Schlichter. This is the third and final hour of the journey we're making together. You know, it's not the destination. It's the journey together. Ugh. God, I can't even do that with a straight face. Okay. I've been appalled. I'm a lawyer. I defended this country. I deployed twice, served 27 years. I am appalled at the absolute fiasco that I don't even think fiasco is the right word. I can't use the right word and be FCC compliant, folks, to describe what's happening to the Capitol Hill defendants. It's an outrage. And, you know, we talk a lot about reporters. We talk a lot about journalists not doing their job, but there are journalists who do, and there are conservative ones who do. And no one has done a better job on this outrage than America Greatness's own Julie Kelly. Julie, welcome to America First.
Thanks, Kurt. Thanks so much for that compliment. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, before we get too far in, I want to, by weird serendipity, weird kismet, you gave me a magnum of Chapelette Cabernet Sauvignon a while ago. And just this week, I decided I was going to have it with a couple of friends of mine over dinner. So I want you to know this outstanding bottle is going to go for a good cause. But I don't think there's anything to celebrate as far as what's happening to these people who are caught up in this January 6th thing. You've been ahead of the game. What's the current status on that for those of us on the outside watching?
I mean, this is wholly un-American, unconstitutional, in some ways a humanitarian crisis of some of these people, how they've been held in solitary confinement conditions for months on end. Let out of their cells for an hour a day, not able to communicate with their family or lawyers, not able to participate in their own defense. So it really is a crisis. But the scary part is that the Joe Biden's Justice Department is accelerating this nationwide manhunt. They've arrested 17 people this week alone, all the way from Florida to Ohio, Texas to California, mostly, again, nonviolent offenders, people who will be charged for trespassing, obstructing Congress, et cetera. And it's just a travesty what's happening to these people. They're losing their jobs. Their finances are being bankrupted. Their families are being destroyed. They're losing, you know, they're at risk of losing everything. And this is just so someone like Merrick Garland can brag like he did in the press release last week that they've reached all these benchmarks in the January 6th investigation and arrested at least 500 people over the past now 6 months.
And the vast majority of these people, Julie Kelly, first of all, they're not carrying guns. You know, it's the least insurrection-y insurrection I've ever heard of. And, you know, I was in the Los Angeles riots. If you're going to talk insurrection, that would be a real one. And sponsored by Democrat Maxine Waters, who, of course, never gets blamed from the media for it. This is despicable. Let's talk about the gentleman with the Viking horns who dared to sit in the, I guess it was the majority leader's seat, or was it the, I think it was, and didn't hurt anybody, didn't destroy anything, didn't break anything, yet he's been in jail for 6 months. What's up?
Yes, he has. So his name is Jacob Chansley. Everyone knows who he is, the organic QAnon, whatever you want to call him, shaman. You know, he's a performer. He's a bit of a clown. But he committed no violent act. In fact, at American Greatness, you probably saw, we posted a video that shows him communicating with U.S. Capitol Police, including a high-ranking official who advised him and a group of others how they could protest. So he didn't attack a police officer. He stole nothing. He led a prayer in the Senate chamber and exited. But his life has, of course, like many others, been destroyed. He has been incarcerated because, Kurt, what's happening is that a lot of the prosecutors in dozens of cases are seeking pretrial detention for these defendants based on the fact that they participated in a Capitol riot, as they said, and because they don't think that the 2020 election was legit, that therefore they won't follow the laws of the U.S. government.
Julie Kelly, are the prosecutors actually saying, because this guy doesn't believe that the election was legitimate, you must keep him in jail? Because that sounds super unconstitutional to me.
It's super unconstitutional. Not only are the prosecutors saying this, they're writing it in their briefs, in their motions in front of the court. And the judges in Washington, D.C., you know, the Emmett Sullivans, the Amy Berman Jacksons, all the judges who tried to go after Donald Trump and his people for 4 years, they're playing along with this. I mean, I hear this repeatedly. Kurt, they're talking about QAnon in these hearings. I mean, I just listened to one this week where a prosecutor is saying how this particular defendant not only believed in QAnon, but he was a digital soldier in perpetuating these conspiracy theories, and you know, the judge plays along that he's horrified. It's absurd.
Well, look, everybody should have counsel, but here's my concern. A lot of these public defenders are a bunch of leftist activists themselves. Are any of them standing up and saying, hey, Your Honor, this is garbage. You can't keep him in jail because he believes something. You can't do that ever. Are they fighting or are they just rolling over?
No, I mean, and you're aware of the case of Anna Morgan Lloyd,
yes,
who is 49-year-old Indiana grandma and has this left-wing public defender. A lot of these people can't afford attorneys. I mean, we're talking $50,000, $60,000 just to retain a D.C. criminal defense lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
I know families who are spending hundreds of thousands on an attorney to defend their loved one. So she gave this Indiana grandmother a reading list, again, a woman, not charged with any violent crime, let alone being a racist or, you know, an anti-Semite. But she gave her this politically correct movie book guide, and she had to basically beg for forgiveness for her white privilege in front of the court. The DOJ laughably said that they don't agree with her approach because they don't prosecute people based on their views. Okay.
Well, that's a lie. That's
yes,
not true, because just this week, Julie Kelly, leftists blocked access to the White House. They interfered with the operations of the White House, which I was informed by all the smart people was insurrection, and they were allowed to post and forfeit $50 bail.
That's right.
Well,
right.
I see a small difference there. Are any of these PDs going up to the Court of Appeals saying, hey, what the hell is going on here? Are they fighting for their clients or are they fighting for the establishment?
They're fighting for the establishment. As you know, they're part of the establishment. And so these poor people, you know, Kurt, we're talking 90% who have never been in trouble in their lives. They had no idea. They didn't even know when the FBI showed up. These people just talked to the FBI with no lawyer there. They thought they were helping the FBI find whoever the bad guys were, not knowing that the FBI...
Yeah, don't make that mistake. Don't make that mistake.
Yep.
You call your lawyer. You don't talk to the FBI. You can't. There might be a time when you could have. That time has passed.
Yes.
Because these guys are not operating in good faith. They are not.
They're not at all.
No, it's a disgrace. Here's another question. You've got your QAnon shaman. He's been in jail for 6 months. What happened to the right to a speedy trial? Because, I don't know, that seemed important when I was in law school.
Well, again, I'm not a lawyer, but I watch these hearings closely. The prosecutors and judges keep signing off on this 60-day exemption to the Speedy Trial Act. In some of these cases, now we're on our second exemption. The government is arguing because they have so much evidence that they're struggling to put get their discovery together, to give all of the information to defense. Of course, defense attorneys are starting to complain that they still don't have cases built against their clients. So it was a situation of arrest first.
Well, I would think that before you put someone in jail, you would have probable cause enough to convict them. I'm outraged, Julie. I am disgusted. I am embarrassed. This is a disgrace on every level. And our garbage establishment is perfectly happy to have it, because that'll teach those proles their place. That'll teach you normal people who's boss. We have got to fight back. And Julie Kelly, I want to thank you, because you are fighting back. You're doing the reporting that the mainstream media pretends it does, but it doesn't. It lies. It covers up. It licks boots. Julie Kelly of American Greatness, you do the job. Thank you very much. This is America First. We'll be right back.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First with the one and only Kurt Schlichter.
We're back at America First. I am Kurt Schlichter, and I am joined by Jim Hansen, president of the Security Studies Group, a former Army Special Forces weapons sergeant, author of Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. And a lot of people don't know that about this about Mr. Hansen. He also wrote the Hansen hit MBOP. So he's got that going for
him. Dude, there was a Fox producer who used to play that every time I got in the chair just to try and throw me off. Hey,
nice.
I got a question. Are we going to get in trouble for cultural appropriation because the bumper music was Back in Black and we're both white?
It's also, I need to interrogate the understandings of its Australian-ness.
Yeah, that's a curveball. And I don't know, man. I think we got to be careful about that.
I don't want to. Well, I mean, I just want to, like, sometimes okay. Just go on a tri-state spree. I see this insanity.
You do the West Coast.
I'm still steaming. I just had Julie Kelly on. We were talking about the tourists arrested for trespassing in Washington, D.C. And what's happening, I think, spills over with your book, Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot, in that in order to maintain power, the left has broken the establishments, destroyed the norms and protections, and essentially said, we're not even going to pretend you have a right to participate in your own governance. We're just going to try and use force, at this point, judicial force, to keep you silenced and in line. And that can't work for very long, can it?
No, they're coming for the Constitution. I mean, the fundamental transformation is from a constitutional republic to a totalitarian state of some flavor of commie garbage. Pick your, you know, pick Maoist, Marxist, doesn't matter. It's totalitarian statism. And they actually showed their hand with this new counterterrorism strategy they dropped last week, because they're bragging in it about how they're outsourcing thought policing to the social media sites. It's literally in there. They're like, yeah, you know, we're going to have the tech tyrants go ahead and make sure nobody says anything naughty on social media. And, you know, ignoring the fact that, well, you can't actually have them do that because there's this pesky little First Amendment thing. But if they outsource it, they figure they can get away with it. Dude, they are not going to stop until all of our liberties are at their discretion. And that's not how this game is played.
And, you know, Jim Hansen, I don't think they're winning. I think they're doing things that are annoying. I think they're irritating people, but I don't think they're silencing people. I think the resistance is building. I think there's going to be a massive backlash in 2022. These are not the moves of people who are confident in themselves. Trying to shut other people up and intimidate them is not the move you make when you think you're winning. It's a desperation move. What do you think of my analysis? Am I off?
I think you're there's an element of truth in the first half. The second half about the backlash coming, they are definitely hitting us with a backlash, but I think it's almost overconfidence is why they're doing the things they're doing. You're right, they're the acts of, you would normally think, desperate people, but these guys are so arrogant, they think they're so right and they are endowed by their, you know, socialist creators to fix the planet and make sure that us running around with our individual liberties don't destroy anything, that they have to do this. So they don't have a choice. You know, they are bound to fix the planet, socially engineer everybody into sweetness and light with the milk of human kindness flowing through their veins. And the problem that you outlined and the reason it's going to win for us is the rest of us are seeing it now. You know, the COVID and everybody seeing their kids being taught this crap has basically aroused the sleeping giants, and we're coming back at them. And that's the problem. We're better at this than they are.
Yeah, if you're going to take out the king, Jim Hansen, you ought to make sure you take him out. And I don't think they've taken us out. I think they're trying, but they keep running up into failures like, you know, this HR1, S1 nonsense where they wanted to basically take control of elections forever, and it's just not going to happen.
Well, but they want to, and they're not going to stop. So what we need to do, and you pointed it out, is we have to play this exact game. We have to play the constitutionally authorized games where the rules still apply and beat them at that, whereas before, you know, we kind of assumed, okay, well, we'll vote, we'll do some other things. But, you know, it's not like they're actually trying to shut down the republic and throw people into, you know, gulags for re-education. Well, yeah, they are. That's what Julie was talking about. They are throwing people in there, and they're literally forcing them to, you know, recant and do Maoist struggle sessions. So they're going to keep at it, and the only way we can beat them is for everybody on our team to recruit one more person to our team and get that person in the game, and then they got to do the same. We got to build it from the grassroots up. We got to replace the useless Republican establishment, and we got to kick these people's butts.
One of the most interesting things, Jim Hansen, is the fact that conservatism doesn't look like the conservatism that liberals think they see, you know, where we're all John Lithgow and Footloose, mad because those kids are dancing to their rock and roll music. That's not what Republicans look like or are, even if they aren't now, if they ever were at any time.
We're Judge Smales at Bushwood Country Club.
Exactly.
We're more Rodney Dangerfield. We're the cool kids now. That's just
exactly.
We're the counterculture. We're punk rock. and we're fighting back against them.
And we're also not, we're all not. Look, I am a person of pallor. I did the 23andMe thing, and they came back and say, you know, compared to you, Mitt Romney's ethnic. All right? But the entire Republican Party doesn't look like
me
anymore. That's
the thing. You know, that's one of the places they're screwing up, is they're trying to turn whiteness into evil. And people are looking at that and saying it's crazy. You can't say all white people are racist. You can't say America is a white supremacist country and have anybody but the crazy people you've already convinced, you know, your woke mob, is going to nod their heads at that, and the people you can intimidate. The problem is the rest of us are no longer intimidated, and we're not going to take it.
Well, one of the things that gives me a lot of hope, Jim, is I will see footage of people going out to their school board meetings, city council meetings, whatever, talking about how terrible white CRT is, and they're not all white people. There are, right. You know, African-Americans saying, you're not going to teach me to hate. You're not teaching my kid to hate. My kid's not oppressed, and I that's so American, and I love that.
Well, because they understand that that hurts the quality smart black kids as much as it hurts any white kid, or the Asian kids probably most of all. I mean, in the end, a meritocracy is what we all deserve, except for those of us who don't want to compete, and that's the left. They don't want to compete. They want to game the outcome and skip the hard part. And I'm sorry, you don't get to do that. Some win, some lose, some place. And that's the way the game is played. And it's in the Constitution, and you can't just burn that because you're bored with that dusty old parchment.
Well, thank you very much, Jim Hansen. Go out and get his book, Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. And stick around here on America First. I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
We're back on America First. I am guest host Kurt Schlichter, retired United States Army colonel, noted Los Angeles trial lawyer, senior columnist at townhall.com. Go check it out because I've got a new article up there, and it is fantastic. Every new Republican is the most evil Republican ever. I am also the author of the Kelly Turnbull series of conservative action novels. Number 6, The Split, will be dropping in January. There may be a Gorka-related Easter egg inside. Lots of Easter eggs in there, folks. Lots of little things, little gags, little jokes, little bits. You'll love it. Hey, it's official, folks. President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. In his first 100 days, he's pushed for a massive tax increase on small businesses. His $2 trillion, quote-unquote, infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. He also wants to make it harder for small business owners to keep their doors open by pushing a $15 minimum wage. And his Green New Deal will drive up energy prices on small business owners, too. One group is fighting hard to fight off these attacks. The great folks at the Job Creators Network. And they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They'll train you up, help with op-eds in your local papers, and on TV appearances on your local news stations. In short, their Cracker Jack team will prepare you to be a leader and fighter for small businesses in your community, your state, and in the country you love. If you own a business, I do, and want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com. That's joinjcn.com now to learn more. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their army of growing small business leadership and advocacy. Go join Job Creators Network. Joinjcn.com now. They need you. America needs you. Sponsorship of portions of the Gorka Show, it brought to you in part by the Job Creators Network. Look, I've had a couple people point this out to me, and it's crazy talk. All right? You go on Facebook, right? This is just happening today. and up pops a little window. And it says, are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? We care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. And there's that little eye. How you can help. Hear stories and get advice from people who escaped violent extremist groups. What, you mean like BLM? Like Antifa? Oh my gosh, I totally support this. Stop the recruitment of innocent American young people by communist garbage organizations. I'm all for it. Yes. I don't think they mean Antifa. I'm concerned. They don't appear to mean BLM. Who they mean? Exactly who?
Is it Q?
I mean, is that even a thing? Look, there's only one organized group of extremists out there, and they're leftists. They're leftists. You know what this really is? You know who they would tell you the extremists are? It's not the guys who are burning down the Portland courthouse. It's not the folks who are surrounding cars in the road and threatening people's families. No. No, it's a bunch of elderly tourists wandering through the rotunda taking selfies. Baloney. To them, the extremist is you, a normal American citizen. You believe that God created every American with individual rights. You believe in the flag. You stand for the national anthem. You projectile vomit when you see a bunch of athletes who disrespect it. Maybe you served in the military or supported people who did. Yeah, you're the extremist. You're the bad guy. In your own country, you built this country. You feed it. You fuel it. You defend it. And you're the bad guy because a bunch of Cupertino leftists with degrees in gender studies got themselves jobs at Facebook. Now they're telling you you're the bad guy. Here's the truth. You're not the bad guy. You're the good guy. You're the hero of this story. And you know what? The good guys always win. The hero will triumph. They will lose. They are not going to silence us. They're not going to shut us up. They're not going to keep us quiet. They are not going to disenfranchise us. I'm too old to live on my knees. And it's not just the arthritis. I am an American citizen. I will not be a serf. I am Kurt Schlichter. This is America First. Stick around for Tim Young.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First with the one and only Kurt Schlichter.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. We're back on America First. I decided it would be a good idea to wrap out my three-hour journey, the arc, as it were, because we've grown and we've changed along the way. The arc will terminate in a pot of gold, which is my pal, Tim something or other. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
You know, I've had a hell of a week, Kurt.
I know. Tim Young, of course, everybody. You know him. You love him. But the TikTok doesn't love you.
No, TikTok has listed me as a dangerous person today because I posted a video, which you can see on all of my other social media platforms, that Tim runs his mouth, comparing Jesse Owens, a real American hero,
yes,
to the clown that is known as Gwen Berry. And apparently somehow that is both hate speech and I am a dangerous person.
That seems a bit overblown. But, you know, as much as that fascist flex is obnoxious, that's not the worst fascist flex you've experienced this week.
It's been, like I said, Kurt, hell of a week. So the FBI called me, and thank God
FBI.
The Washington Times. Yeah. Thank God the Washington Times, who I work for, are looking into this now and are going to do some journalisming on this.
Nice.
So on January the 6th, I showed up as part of my On the Road with Tim Young. I filmed like 8 minutes and 20 seconds because I'll be honest with you, it was very cold out there by the Capitol on January 6th, and I am a very fragile man.
Yeah, you are not covered with downy golden fur, as many other conservatives are. You're kind of hairless, frankly.
Well, yeah, it's going. What little I have left is going, too. And so I showed up. I filmed for about 8 minutes and 12 seconds.
Were you in the Capitol itself?
No, absolutely not. I was outside. And in fact, because I used to be a intern there and how
so
I
was
look
I.
at the building.
Oh, we got to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but go on.
Yeah, so I showed up. I filmed outside what was going on the side of the Supreme Court, which was not the wild side of things, and I walked away. Apparently, the FBI wanted to ask me some questions about that. And the thing is, if they were just asking about that video, I'd be fine with it. But when they talked to me more, and you and I talked offline about this, they basically pointed out that they have a file on me, and they know everything from me going to law school. They obviously know where I live, and they've gone through all of my social media. And so I found that conversation to be very interesting and a bit intimidating, or an attempt at intimidating.
Where did you leave it with these FBI, gangbusters who are hassling peaceful protesters instead of stopping the mass murderers they know about?
Well, he gave me his number and he said, if you know anything, if you find anything else out, give me a call.
Why would you do that? I would ask, what would your thought process be that I would go and help you after the abuse you've leveled on regular American citizens? Why would I want to be party to that disgrace?
Honestly, Kurt, you know, in my moniker on all of my social media is Tim Runs His Mouth. And
you do run your mouth.
I do. But now I'm doing it more because now that I know that the government and some poor sucker has to monitor my communications, they're probably monitoring all of my texts, my emails, like Tucker Carlson said this week. I'm all in.
I've got to hand it to you because the unbelievable stream of profanity directed at Eavesdrop you sent in a text to me. I mean, it was a litany of perversions and bizarre practices that would probably intrigue and tantalize a Bulwark staff writer, but normal people would be repelled.
Look, ahoy. I don't commit crimes. I live a very, very boring life. I'll be very honest with you. Other than when I run my mouth on the internet and when I talk on radio and TV, I'm a very boring person. So if these POSs, I'm editing myself very carefully for online, want to investigate me and do this stuff and drag me into this, they're going to make me louder. Because if I'm going to go down, I'm not going down without a fight.
Well, look, my recommendation is that as an American citizen, you have certain rights. And when the government comes and sends somebody with a gun to talk to you, it's not because they're here to help you. It's because they potentially want to do bad things to you. So you should assert those rights and say, no, I want to speak to a lawyer and I want you to cease questioning me immediately. And don't contact me again. You talk to my lawyer. And that is what you should do. I wish it wasn't that way, but I don't understand why anyone would trust members of an organization that have been so participating in such outrageous abuses.
Listen, I gave them 15 minutes the other day, and that's all I'm going to give them. I know that someone's probably listening directly on my line now. Yes.
That's about 14 minutes, 30 seconds than a Bulwark staffer gives his bride on his wedding night. Hey-o.
Yes, he's giving them a lot of credit. Kurt, here from this point forward, you know, I happen to know a guy that I'm talking to on the radio.
You know,
right,
a guy?
Now, who I'd really like to have come along with me on this journey if we go there. And so the thing is, I called you. I'm very fortunate that I know folks like you. I have Harmy Thielen. I have a few other people that are pretty known that I can make phone calls to.
But, and you have been fully informed that you have chosen to waive attorney-client confidence. To the extent that you're talking.
Yes. So, but here's the thing. I can't imagine being a member of the general public who is not at my social media reach and not at my being able to call you. The first person I called was my congresswoman who I'm friends with. Yeah, I just couldn't imagine being a member of the general public and in contact with the FBI and the intimidation that they must feel compared to me, because I was stressed out by that call. A normal person getting that call, that's some real BS.
No, it's super BS, and it's wrong. And we need to put an end to it, and the Republicans need to put an end to it. They need to stop tolerating this garbage. Stop worrying about Marjorie Taylor Greene upsetting the liberals, and start worrying about the bureaucracy persecuting American citizens for exercising their God-given rights.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, I'm with you. And I'm so glad, by the way, you were call number two from me. You took 5 minutes to get back to me, by the way. I was very stressed out when I called you, Schlichter. But I was very excited about
it. I was in the middle of a thing. I was doing a thing. And, hey, let's continue this conversation on the other side of the break here on America First. Join me in just a minute for more.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
We're back for the final segment of today's America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I am guest host Kurt Schlichter. I'm continuing my conversation with my pal Tim Young, a desperado pursued by G-Men, but also a former intern in Congress, as I was myself. And Tim, I want to read this from a hit piece against Kristen Cimino, part of the You Will Conform program of the media. Here's what I said. One former intern said she fielded constant angry phone calls from Cinema's constituents and got reprimanded by a senior staffer when she went off script, and that staffer later threatened to derail her next internship offer. The intern emailed an advisor to ask for advice. What advice would you give that intern, Tim Young?
Go home, go work at the Starbucks where you'll be happy and feel better about yourself. Be an assistant night manager. That's going to be the top of your career. The end.
Well, here was mine. Do what you're freaking told, you little halfwit. Okay? You got a script. No one wants freelance and interns. I know I was one. When I wasn't hungover, I was already drinking. That's internship in Washington, D.C., folks.
My colleague, who's actually a front desk staff or whatever you call him, whatever, greeter or whatever, would sleep under his desk drunk in the mornings when I would answer phone calls. It was a good time there in the Capitol.
Oh, I had a ton of fun. Pretty girls. We're halfway across the country. You know, everybody was living over in the Georgetown dorms. I got my internship through UC San Diego between junior and senior year. You know, I was 21. I was footloose and fancy free.
I mean, what was it like in 1793 working with, like, you know, Sam Adams and Thomas Jefferson?
Well, Jefferson was a little flatulent, but no, it was 35 years ago right now. Like right now, 35 years ago.
Mine was.
God, I can't even tell the good stories because this is, you know, FCC compliant. But I worked for Duncan Hunter 1.0. He was an Army Ranger in Vietnam. He had a shotgun in his closet in his office. He's pretty amazing.
I was Tim Hutchinson and then Don Nichols in the Senate. I went right into the Senate. I actually got my first internship. I called alphabetically, and I ended up getting an internship in Arkansas. I didn't have to go far down the alphabet.
Really? You just started calling up going, hey, you want an intern? Sure, why not?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. It's like when you want to work for a living and you actually want to put an effort in and go somewhere, you just start hustling. And I literally struck gold in AR instead of having to go down further states.
Wow. Well, yeah. Thank you, Arkansas. And thank you, America, for putting America first with Dr. Seb Gorka. I'm Kurt Schlichter. I want to thank the whole staff here and, of course, the good doctor himself for letting me sit in. I'll see y'all soon. Adios.